Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
Our opener today is an English-American outfit that formed in March 1978. Led by vocalist-guitarist Chrissie Hynde, who was involved with early versions of The Clash and The Damned. Right now, a special treat, The Pretenders on the Blurred Crusade.
We'll be right back. CJSF.ca.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Fading.
KHSF, 90.1 FM. This is the Blurred Crusade live. Yes, we're live. Last week we had a power outage right in the middle of my show. That was a damper. And the week before that, we had a blizzard. The entire campus was shut down. So hopefully, knock on wood, no natural disasters today on today's show. We just heard from Bad Religion, from Epitaph Records, Dharma and the Bomb, from True North 2013. That band will be touring at some point this year. Hopefully they will be hitting Vancouver. I will keep you posted. And we started the set off with a double shot of the Pretenders. Our first track was Porcelain from Extended Play 1981, their EP. And the second track was The Phone Call from their debut 1980. Now, the first two Pretenders albums were solid efforts for sure. 1980 self-titled debut and 1981's Pretenders 2. And then unfortunately a sad dark twist that saw guitarist James Honeyman Scott and later bassist Pete Farndon both die of drugs. I was lucky enough to see the Pretenders, the second version of the Pretenders, unfortunately, on February 21st, 1984 at the QE. The ticket price way back then was $15.50, but that original lineup was by far the best. Of course, the latest version of the Pretenders are in town May 18th at Rogers Arena. Right now, a local band called Super Distorter. This is The Eagle on the Blurred Crusade. We'll be right back.
all in your mind. This doll.
Yeah. Na 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 na.
song that makes me think of the old Smiling Buddha there down on Hastings, the Subhumans, and No Productivity from Death Was Too Kind. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and we started that set off with a local band, a disc that I saw laying around in the studio, so I nicked it. A great song called The Eagle by Super Distorter from their album Last Ride.
I don't mind if it sounds really sketchy. I kind of want it to sound really collagey and sketchy. Okay. So,
if you're in a closet, you probably need a little bit more.
Yeah, I'll give you more.
I come from the mountain.
Mom!
I come from the mountain. From CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, from the top of Burnaby Mountain. The show where the music department of CJSF takes you through some of the new releases, sound, music, discussions, all the new releases, music and albums, music, all the new sounds and sounds of the music library up in Burnaby Mountain. Listen at 90.1 FM on the dial or at cjsf.ca every Friday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Next up, we're going to feature a founding member of both The Clash and Public Image Limited, guitarist Keith Levine, born July 18, 1957 in Muswell Hill, London. Incidentally, at 15, he was a roadie for the prog rock legendary band Yes. Yes, that's correct. And he left The Clash before they started recording their debut album, but he co-wrote this track. Here is The Clash, What's My Name?
Yeah.
have enough.